I talked to you about staying away from ungodly counsel. Do not get mixed up. Do not get intertwined. Do not entertain. Do not hang around. Do not stay around. Do not play with ungodly counsel. Brother Kevin, Sister Kim gave a great illustration what ungodly counsel will do. It'll dim your light. It'll make you where you're not bright. It won't take your salvation from you, but it will make you a dim Christian. What good is being a dim Christian? It's no good. You want to be bright. You want to be on fire. You want God to use you in a mighty way. So tonight, Psalm chapter number 1, verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Speak a title to you tonight, The Godly Man. What a godly man would look like in the world that we lived in. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I just want to say it's so good to be in your house tonight, Father. It's good to be amongst like-minded people. It's good to be in a place where people are saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, it's good to come in and lift up the name of Jesus tonight. Lift up your name tonight in a mighty way, Father. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for this body of believers tonight. I thank you that we got godly men and godly women in this building tonight. I thank you that we got godly men and godly women that are in the classrooms tonight teaching kids about Jesus tonight. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you be with all the prayer requests tonight. Lord, I pray you bless them, watch over them, be with the ones that's going to have surgery this week, Father. I pray right now that you bless them, help them. Lord, I pray right now, Father, you reach down from heaven. Lord God, touch their nerves, touch their fears. Lord God, I pray tonight that you bless it in a mighty way. Father, I pray tonight for them in the road ministry come Saturday, Father. Lord, I pray you bless that ministry. Lord, I pray you give them souls for their labor as they're out there spreading your word. Lord, I pray right now that you just be with everything we do in this church. And Lord, I pray it always points to you. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We ask it in no other name but the name of Jesus. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let me speak all about you tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Here tonight as we come, we see that the psalmist wrote that the godly man is blessed because where he has put his trust. A godly man tonight or a godly woman tonight will be blessed by where they put their trust. A godly man is very easy to find. Can I say to you tonight, in the world we live in, a godly person is very easily to find. You say, preacher, it's hard to find godly people. Yeah, because there ain't a lot of them. Amen. But I want you to know, if you're on fire for God and you're living for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and you've been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus tonight, godly people are easy to find. You don't have to run around and look for them. They're going to stick out like a sore thumb. And just as we are glowing tonight, just as this shirt is orange tonight, you're going to stick out everywhere you go. It's going to be easy to find somebody that is living for Jesus when they're sticking out in the world that we live in. You say, how do they stand out, preacher? Look with me, if you will, in verse number 2. I see they stand out by the consistency of the godly man. They're consistent in what they do. You say, how are they consistent? He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. I see tonight his consistency of the godly man is his delight. What motivates him and what moves him tonight? His delight in the world that he lives in is in Jesus Christ and God Almighty. The consistency of that man. He ain't up and down, but he just stays consistent in what God has called him to do. I see his delight tonight is in the law of the Lord. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 119 in verse number 16 tonight. I want to show you how this godly man's his delight is in the law of the Lord and what God has called him to do. The law of the Lord is not grievous to a godly man or to a godly woman. The Word of God is not grievous. To read the Word, to study the Word, to have that Word in your life is not grievous. It's consistent with the godly man. His delight is this. Psalm 119 in verse number 16, the Bible says, I will delight myself in the statute and I will not forget thy word. Here he says, I will delight myself in the Lord. I will do what the Lord has called me to do. If you look in your Bible, just right over here to Psalm 119, In verse number 47, the Bible says, "And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved." Can I say to you tonight that a godly man, he'll be consistent with the law of the Lord. He'll be consistent with the commandment of the Lord that the Lord has put on his heart. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 7, in verse number 22 tonight, you know, this is where Paul is talking in Romans 7, where he's saying, "The things I ought to do, I find myself not doing, and the things that I want to do, I don't do." And then he says, "Oh, wretched man that I am." Paul knew how it was to be a wretched man and to do things that was not according to the law of the Lord. But he also knew this, that he was consistent in trying to follow God and do what God had called him to do. In Romans chapter number 7, in verse number 22, the Bible says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." You say, "Preacher, what is it tonight that makes a man consistent?" His delight is in God, and it's on the inward tonight. It's down inside of you. I've seen people that has tried to live for God lost. They're lost, and they're not saved, but they're trying to live for God, and they're trying to do what God has called them to do. And they're most men miserable. They're trying to keep their salvation. They're trying to hold on to God. They're trying to hang on by everything they got. They're scratching and trying to hang on. And the whole time God says, "Hey, I'm the one holding on to you. Man, I'm the one got a hold of you. I'm the one that saved you. You didn't save yourself." And tonight a godly man knows that. A godly man knows that if it wasn't for God holding him, he'd bust hell wide open. If it wasn't for God having his arm stretched out and holding him, he'd never make it there. You say, "Preacher, are you sure about that tonight?" Yes, your delight comes from what God puts inside of you. After you're born and you get saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, he puts that desire and that delight down in your heart. Nobody's ever just wanted to follow God. Can I get an amen? He puts that desire down in you. You say, "Preacher, I have a desire. I have a burning for God. I love God. I want to serve God." That's not in you. It was put in you by God Almighty. No man has that desire in them. The Holy Ghost lives inside of you, and he gives you that desire tonight. I see the consistency of the godly man. I see his delight tonight. But let me show you this tonight as well. In verse number 2, I see not only his delight, but I see his desire. You say, what is a desire? Something that he hungers for that God has put inside of him. It is the law that he hungers for. In the law of the Lord, in his law does he meditate day and night. It's that Holy Spirit that puts that desire inside of you and puts that delight in your life and what makes you consistent in your life. And what do you call that, preacher? You say his desire. He ponders on some things. And to ponder on something is to turn over and over in one's mind. You think about it constantly. You think about what God has done in your life. You think about the goodness of God. You think about the mercy of God. And you ponder these things over and over and over in your mind. I ask you tonight, when's the last time you pondered on what God's done in your life? Don't you think about that tonight? You ponder. What do you ponder on when you're sitting at home, or you're sitting at a red light, or you're riding down the road? What do you ponder in your mind? Do you worry about the things of this world, or do you thank God for what he's done in your life? Tonight, I want you to know this, the consistency of the godly man, he has a delight and he has a desire. You say, what is his desire? His desire, number one, is the Word of God. If you don't like the Word of God, most definitely you need to check your salvation. Hello! If you don't like the Word of God, you don't like to read the Word of God, you don't like the Word of God preached, you don't like none of that, you need to check your heart and make sure you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. If you like to sing more than you like to hear the Word of God preached, you got a problem. Hello? It's the Word. That Word is what feeds your heart. That Word is what feeds that hungry soul. He said his Word is the bread of life. He said he is the living water. When it comes out of that Word tonight, there must be a place in this place for the Word of God and that consistency of that godly man. What does he want? He wants that Word of God. Brother Cody's been texting me all week long, and he said, "I hunger for that Word of God. I can't get enough of it." You say, "Preacher, what is that?" That's a man that's just been born again, that's hungry for the meat of the Word, hungry for the milk of the Word, and hungry for the Word of God. It's consistency in every believer's life that they hunger for the Word of God. He said, "Preacher, I don't know about that." You hunger for that Word tonight. Look what he says this. He says this. He said, the Word of God, Psalm 119 and verse number 11. Write this down.
So the word of God tonight, Psalm 119 verse 11, the Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." You say, "Preacher, why am I going to hide that word?" You're going to hide that word by reading that Bible, by being consistent in Bible reading, being consistent in what God's called you to do, and you hiding that word deep, 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 deep down in your heart. He ponders on the word of God. He ponders on that word. He ponders on the wonders of God, how God just blows his mind. In Psalm 63 and verse number 6, the Bible says, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches." He said, even at nighttime, when I lay my head down, I ponder on you. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're doing in my life. You said, "Preacher, what is that?" That's that Holy Ghost eating you up on the inside. It's just filling you up. It's bubbling over. Man, I'm telling you what, I love hearing the word of God, don't you? It feeds my soul. It does something down on the inside. I see his delight. I see his desire. It's the word of God. It's the wonder of God. And then that desire of a godly man is the works of God that he does in that man's life. How God works in your life. So write this down. Psalm 77, 12. It says, "I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all thy doings." You get around a man of God or a woman of God that's on fire for God, they're going to talk about God. Amen? If you never talk about God, what kind of relationship do you have? Most parents in this place, if you got a kid, you're going to talk about your kid. You know what? I don't know this. It doesn't matter if your kid is good at sports or not. They can not be good at all. They just have, you know, can I get a witness? I was one of them kids. I just got to get to be on the team. I just got to be on the team. But if you heard my mom or daddy talk, I was an all-star. I'm talking about top of the line, the best of the best. I'm talking about, "Mama, can I get an amen? Look at her over there." I'm talking about the best. On Friday night, she'd be the first one there. She'd take off work early to go, Brother Roy. You know she would, the loudest one in the stands, and I'm on the sideline. But that didn't matter. Why? Because her boy was in the game. Her boy was there. You find a parent like that that loves that kid. Can I say to you, that's how God loves you? Man, listen to me. You say, "Preacher, I'm not much." You got a Father in heaven that loves you. And when you get wrapped up in him and you delight yourself in him and you get the desire of him inside of you, he sets up there and he just keeps rooting you on. That Holy Ghost is rooting you on, rooting you on, rooting you on, rooting you on. And it ain't long, you know what you start doing? You start talking about how good God is. You start talking about how the works is. That is, he's done in your life. When was the last time you walked up to somebody and said, "Let me just tell you how good God is. Let me tell you what he's done." When's the last time you told somebody that? You say, "Preacher, you act like you're excited." I get excited when I hear the word of God, Brother Les. I get excited when I know what God's going to do. I get excited when I know that God's going to show up and he's going to move. I don't have to call him up, pump him up, bribe him up. He just shows up, amen, because he's my Father in heaven. You see, that's how Kaylee is with me. She don't have to call me up. She don't have to prime me, pump me, nothing. All she has to do is, "I know she's got a problem, I'm going to be there." You said, "Preacher, is that the God we serve?" That's the God we serve. And when you get a hold of that, you will be a consistent man of God or a woman of God for Jesus Christ. Now, these roller coaster Christians, you watch them. You put an eye on them. You mark them, Brother David. Them roller coasters. You take them ones been sitting on that pew 40 years. Been sitting on that thing 40 years. I'm telling you what, been through everything, but they still sticking true to what God's called them to do. You look, you find you somebody like that, and you get in their corner. You watch how God's blessed them. You watch how trials come, but they didn't give up or get in. Sister Cynthia, they kept just keeping on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on. They didn't let up. Why? Because it was consistent in what God had called them to do. I'll ask you tonight, how consistent are you as a man of God or a woman of God tonight? Man, somebody's watching you and they're watching me and you must be consistent tonight. Let me move on here tonight. The works of God, Psalm 77, 12. "I will meditate also on thy works and talk of thy doings." I see not only his delight and his desire, but look at his dedication, a man of God. Don't you look at a man of God's dedication, Brother Heath. I'm talking about a man of God that's dedicated, a woman of God that's dedicated. You say, "Preacher, are they dedicated just on Sunday?" No. "Are they dedicated just on Wednesday?" No. Are they dedicated? When are they dedicated? Look here in verse number 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night." You're talking about dedicated, buddy. Day and night. You find him at nighttime, he's dedicated. You find him at 12 o'clock during the day, he's dedicated. You pull up to his house, he ain't got to turn the channel. He don't care who pulls up. Same stuff's going to be on no matter who walks up to your house. It don't matter what's in your refrigerator, who opens it. The same stuff's going to be in that refrigerator. It don't matter the station's on your radio when you walk out to the truck. It's going to be the same if the preacher walks up or whoever walks up. Why? Because that man's dedicated night and day. He don't change when somebody walks up. He don't change when a different crowd comes. He doesn't change when another preacher walks in and sits on the pew. He doesn't change by their prestige. He doesn't change by the place that they sit. What does he do? He stays true to what God's called him to do. Why? Because his delight, his desire, his dedication is in Jesus Christ. I wrote this down. If you're going to be a godly man or a godly woman for Jesus Christ, I wrote this down, you get no days off. You don't get a day off. In the world we live in, everybody wants a... They do. We think we are owed a day off. We think we deserve a day off. We think we need... But listen, and you do from your workplace. You do. But from being a child of God, you don't get a day off. You take a day off, you fish and get burnt. Take one day and don't read your Bible. Take one day and not pray. Take one day and not thank him for his goodness. Take one day. And it won't be long ago Satan says, see, I told you you could do it. You got this. You got this thing called Christian. You got this. Then you'll walk in here smoked, broke, not knowing what to do because you thought you could do it in your own power. He said, preacher, what I got to do? You got to keep your delight, your desire, and your dedication to God and God alone. I see the consistency of the godly man, but I also see in this text, if you'll look with me in verse number 3 of Psalm 1, I don't only see the consistency of the godly man, but I see the character of the godly man. His character, his integrity. His character, his integrity. Men, I want to ask y'all a question here tonight. Is your character, does that mean anything to you in the life you live, your character? What they say in the break room when you walk out and there's nobody there but everybody else and you don't walk out, does it matter that they say, that hypocrite? Does it matter when they say, he's a fake, he's a phony? Or does it matter when he walk out and say, you might not like what he had to say, but he's a man of God, I can tell you that. Women, what about you? Don't waver on right. When it's right, don't waver on it. Don't give in if it's right. If it's in this book, don't waver and don't give in. I'm just going to leave it right there. The character of the godly man. Let's look at in verse number 3. I want you to look at the power that he has, that a godly man has through Jesus Christ. And he shall be like a tree planted. He just didn't grow. He was planted. Nobody has ever been born. Listen to me. Until you got to the age of accountability now, you was covered under his grace until the age of accountability. You was covered, okay? But when you come to the age you knew what sin is and you need to be saved, you're no longer in the age of accountability. And there's going to have to be a time in your life that God's got to save you and plant you. See, nobody's ever just been planted into the family of God. They have to be born into the family of God. They're not just there. They've got to be planted. They're not just there. He has to plant you in there. He has to engraft you in. You have to be adopted into the family of Christ. You've got to be adopted in by the blood. You've got to be planted in there. Nobody just didn't grow up that way. Look what he says here. He says, and he shall be like a tree planted. He's going to put you where he wants you. When you give your life to him and you get consistent with what he's called you to do, and you're born again, the character of the godly man, his power, he's like a tree. He's beautiful. He's majestic. He's got strength. Can I say to you tonight, he even goes here a little bit step further. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You say, preacher, what kind of tree must we be? You should be an oak tree. An oak tree takes time to grow. They say a mature oak tree can take 50 to 75 years to get mature, to get grown, to get where it needs to be. And then it can live for many, 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 many years after that. And many years after that. And I wrote this down. I looked this up. You know how long it takes a cucumber to grow? About 50 days. What you want to be? What you want to be? I don't want to be a cucumber. A cucumber gets eaten up. An oak tree stands its ground. A lot of folks, when they get saved, they want everything right then. They want everything right then. Can I say to you tonight, you stay consistent in what God's called you to do, he's going to produce a character in you like you've never seen. He's going to do that in your life. We see his power. He's planted. We see not only his power, but his planting. He's planted. Look what he says. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He said, preacher, what's that planted?
He's going to have security in what he knows. He's going to have security in God. He's going to be rooted or grounded on core values. When he reads that book, he's not going to waver. There's some things he's not going to give in on. She's not going to give in on. They're going to stand the test of time. They're going to stand true to what God has called them to do. They're going to stand there. I want to tell you this tonight. I told you this Sunday morning, but I got another story I want to tell you. The Great Wall of China was 30 feet high and 18 foot thick, more than 1,500 miles long. It was too high to climb over and too thick to break down. That wall was too high to climb over and it was too thick to break down, and it was too long to go around. But during the first 100 years, China was invaded 3 times, not because of the wall, but because the gatekeeper had got bribed and let his core values down. He got bribed. He got bought out. He got sold out. He was able to be bought. Can I say to you tonight, this church will not crumble and it will not fall from the people on the outside in this world that we live in. It will fall and it will crumble because of men and women of God that will not stand on core values in the Word of God. They will not be consistent. When churches fall and they crumble, it's because the membership is not consistent and it has no character or backbone behind it. Tonight, as your pastor, I stand here with urgency to tell you, just because you've been at this church all your life, that doesn't mean one thing tonight. You must stand on the Word of God. You must have consistency till the day that you die, and you must have a character that God can be proud of tonight. You must stand on that tonight. Don't let it break down in this place. Man, it gets all over me when I hear this. I see that tonight. I see the planting, but also see his productivity. Look with me in verse number 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Look at the productivity, how he's producing. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. You said, preacher, what is that tonight? His productivity. He bringeth forth fruit in his season, and he shall not wither. I wrote this down. The godly man has no quit in him. He has no quit in him. Man, I've seen people at workplaces. I've worked with people who didn't have no quit. You have too. But when it comes to the things of God, they'll quit in a minute. Man, I play ball with boys. Roy Parker, you know I'm telling the truth. They didn't have a bit of quit. They get in the church 30 days and they're back. You ain't seen them again. I've seen it. I'm telling you. I've been here 12 years. I told somebody the other day, I said, man, 12 years old and that's all you've been there. I said, it seemed like yesterday. And I've seen people sit right where you're at. You're occupying somebody else's seat that has sat there before you that said, I won't quit, Brittany. Brittany boys, they tell me, I won't quit, preacher. You can count on me. I'm going to be there through the thick and thin. I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to be that Christian that's productive. All you got to do is call me. If you need me, just call me. You can't even find them. Why? Because they quit. They say they ain't got no quit. They say they won't quit. But when it comes to God, they'll quit. Watch your children tonight. You make them do everything under the sun. You make them go to school, make them brush their teeth, make them do this, make them do that. But when it comes to going to the house of God, well, if you want to go, go. If you don't, just stay at home. You make them do everything. You make them go 12 years to school. You make them brush their teeth. You make them take shots. You make them do all these things. But when it comes to the house of God, if you want to go, go. If you don't, don't. Whatever you want to do. Parents got quit in them. I'm looking at a bunch tonight. I pray we don't have quit in us. Brother Brad, I pray I ain't got no quit. Amen. I want to get the quit off the table. Said, preacher, you know how hard it is. Oh, yeah, I do. I've done a lot of stuff in my life, and you have too. And the hardest thing I've ever done was follow Jesus Christ. Because the flesh wants to go back. The flesh loves to be pleasured. The flesh loves to do this over here. But I got to stay over here. He said it's straight, the way straight. He said the gate's narrow. He didn't say it. He said there's a wide one now. But on that narrow and that straight path, he said, few that find that way. Few. If you're a Christian in here tonight, get the quit off the table. A godly man has no quit. He won't quit. He'll just stay with it. Let me show you this tonight, something else the godly man doesn't have. Number one, he don't have no quit. I hope y'all enjoying this, man. It's doing me good. A godly man has no quit, and a godly man will not give up. He will not give up. He'll stay with it. And the godly man will not lay down. That's just what I wrote down. He won't quit. He won't give up. And he will not lay down. What will he do, preacher? A godly man, either though it's right or it may be wrong. I wrote this down. A godly man, even though it may be right and it may be wrong, a godly man will just keep on pushing through. So what do you mean by that? He's not going to give up. He's going to fight. He's going to stand. He's just going to keep on pushing through. Because of your character and your consistency, there's people watching you tonight. Even tonight, there's people watching you. There's people watching you tonight. They're watching me tonight. And here's what he says. Verse number 3. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Brother Les, I'm going to say something to you tonight. If I'm wrong, you correct me. If you stay consistent in what God's called you to do, and you keep your character right there in what God will have it do, even when you might be, you or I, either one, or any other man in this church might be going the wrong way, God still bless that sometimes. Because he knows your desire. He knows your delight.
He'll correct your error if you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Thank you. Won't he though? We've seen it too many, but Jerry Willie, he will. He will. I'm telling you, you're doing all you can do. And he says, hey, come on, now let's just go more around this way. He said, preacher, you believe that? I believe that tonight. I know it, bro. And if something has taught me something at this church, we didn't come in, we've had to build. And we're going through two builds, this build and that build. And all I hear from preachers is, you be careful building, that splits a church quicker than anything. We just growed. Why? Because it ain't about me, it ain't about you, it's about him. Get eye off the table, it ain't going to do you a bit of good. And I've seen us as a church make this crazy mistakes. I'm talking about just bonehead mistakes. We thought they was good up front. And God said, hey, that was wrong, but I'm going to correct, I'm going to help you. I've seen us spend a ton of money in one spot. They give you a bid on one thing and it just blow your mind because it ain't what they told you. And then he turned around over here and he says, well, you shouldn't have went that way, but let me help you over here. He'd make it right over here on this end. He said, preacher, I've seen him do it here. And then he'd move on this man's heart over here and he'd say, just cut it in half or cut it in half, do something. See what I'm saying? Your motive is sincere in what you're doing. Your motive is sincere, and he even takes care of you. Let me tell you before we close, one way he took care of me one time. And my previous employer, Luke Sproul, he come out there and he said, you need to sit down. I can't believe you ain't dead. I said, why, boss? He said, get away from that now. I said, what's wrong? He took a block building, built a big old block building, David, you know, and stuck a pressure washer in there. And what was that pressure runoff of, David? Diesel. David, what was it runoff of? Diesel fuel. I was in a hurry one day. Thing run out of diesel. I went. It's got an igniter. When you hit it, it shoots fire. It ignites. David, does it have an igniter? Yeah. You don't want to be over it. I run in there and took the lid off that thing. Sincere, need to get my job done. Grab 5 gallons of gas. Whoosh. Filled that baby slap full. Hit that igniter. Hit that igniter. Woo! And that third time I hit that igniter, he was upstairs. He could see the fire coming out that top where it was wanting to blow. He come down. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to get this thing to work. He said, you put gas. I know what you've done. You put gasoline in it. And I said, there ain't no way I done blowed up. He said, even God can cover your ignorance, son. Talk to me, somebody, tonight. Have you ever been there? Austin, I know you've been there. And I'm not picking, listen, I ain't picking nobody out. He got tears in his eyes. He knows what I'm talking about. Hey, we sincere. Us old boys, Brother Cullen, Brother Wilper, we sincere. Brother, we sincere. We sold out. Now, we do some things sometimes that if God ain't in there, Brother Brad, we done. We've had it. And he covers that. You say, why, Brother BJ? Because you're consistently trying to follow him. In your character, you're just trying to be what God's called you to be. Said John Wesley, I'm going to give you this in closing. John Wesley, great preacher of his time, John Wesley, founder of the Methodist Church, a movement of the Methodist, great preacher, fine man of God. Said when he first started, he went into a church And when he went in, the deacon body said, don't never come back here and preach again. You're done. Kicked him out. Said he went on and he went on. He recorded in his journal. Went to another one. They kicked him out. Said, never come back again. Said he went to a street corner and said it was so bad they kicked him out. And he said he just stayed consistent in what God had called him to do. And said one night God told him this. He said, go out into the pasture, stand on this stump, and preach the gospel. Now he done got kicked out of the church twice. Done got kicked out over here on the street corner. Brother Brad, you've heard the story. And now here he is in a pasture. God told him, go stand on that stump and preach the gospel. And said that night, 10,000 come to the field. Why? Because he would stay consistent and he had a character that somebody was watching. Tonight, I'm just asking you tonight, godly man, godly woman, I don't know you when you leave here. I don't know how you act. I don't know how you treat your family when you're home. I don't have a clue. I'm just asking you tonight, how consistent are you when you leave here? How consistent? And how's your character? If somebody asked me about you, I'd say, I think it looks good to me. But what about if I went to your job? I said, what about brother so-and-so? Man, they're good. They're Christian, ain't they? They say, they go to church? They know Jesus? I wouldn't know that. See, it don't line up. It don't line up. You godly men and godly women, we must line up with the Word of God. Let that Word get in your life. Let it soak down so deep. So deep that it changes everything about you. Changes your home. Changes your family. Changes everything. I don't know about you, but my greatest thing in my life is, and sometimes I don't always do what's right. And me and Brandy were talking. Maybe I've had a day that had to come apart. Can I get a witness? Anybody? Brother Les. And after I'm done, you know, she's like, what's wrong? I said, man. She said, what's wrong? I said, I didn't want Kaylee to see that. Ah. She said, what? I said, I didn't want Kaylee to see that. Or somebody called and it's something urgent and it gets me off character. And I'm sitting there on the couch quiet and ain't saying a word, and they're having a good time. She looks over, what's wrong, Daddy? Nothing. When we go to bed, Brandy said, what's wrong, baby? I said, man, I didn't want Kaylee to see that. I didn't want her to know that. Why? I don't want her to know that about. I don't want her to see that. I want to see her to see somebody that's consistent, on fire for God, and not letting the things of this world tear them down. You stay consistent. Keep your character built up in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father, we love you and we praise you and we glorify you tonight. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I pray tonight if that offended Brother Austin, Lord, tonight I pray you, Lord, cover that in the blood of Jesus. Lord, anything I said that would not be right, you cover it, please. Lord, I thank you for Brother Austin tonight. I thank you for his openness. I thank you for his boldness to be in this room tonight. And me and him has been through a lot together, seen a lot together. Got put together in 2014, Father, you know, in Tobleton, Georgia. Lord, then he's come up here, and him and Sister Brittany's got married and had three good kids. Lord, I pray you bless their family, bless everything we do tonight. Lord, I thank you for the godly men and women in this room. Lord, I pray you bless them and help them. That one that was almost ready to give up and get out and think it ain't worth it, Lord, I pray tonight it encouraged them. Stay consistent in what you've called them to do. We love you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Love on somebody.